The acting Minister of Health and Minister of State at the Presidency, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, says irregularities in the payment schedules of allowances of nursing trainees is to blame for what appears to be the non-payment of the students' allowances. He said some students who have completed their training since 2001 continue to draw allowances, while other trainees from unknown institutions have their names on the payment list. Dr. Mustafa Ahmed said this on the floor of Parliament following a question by MP for Achemda William Ejepon-Kwetu on when the allowances of the 2012 and 2013 batches of nursing trainees will be paid. According to Mr. Kwetu, some of the students are being sacked from school for non-payment of school fees. But Dr. Mustafa Ahmed told the House that based on the lists of students submitted, government has paid 140 million cedis to nursing trainees across the country from January 2013 to April 2014.
Payments made from January to December 2013 and from January to April 2014, total payment made in this period is 140 million Ghana cedis. The list obtained from the accounts department contains so many irregularities and several unknown organizations receiving student allowances. As a result of the irregularities in the payment schedule, it has become expedient to reconcile the names of students against their various institutions. Some trainees have been on government payroll since 2001, some 2005, some 2008, 2009, and then 2010. A letter has been written to the principals of the trainee institutions to provide the following data. A monthly list of trainees in the institution from January 2012 to April 2014. A monthly list of trainees entitled to government allowances. A monthly list of trainees not entitled to government allowances. The monthly list of trainees in the institution, which will indicate the following: year of enrollment, program being pursued, course duration, current level, whether first year, second year, etc., and total gross basic allowance from January 2013 to April 2014. Total net allowance from January 2014 to April 2014.
Dr. Mustafa also told the House that the ministry has not directed hospitals to sack casual workers, but asked them to use their internally generated funds to engage the auxiliary workers they need in their operations.